Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, podcast friends. Make sure you rate and share. Rate and share. Do it over again and over again. Unsubscribe, then subscribe, so it looks like we're getting more people. That's it. Whatever you need to do. We appreciate it. Also, reach out through the Matt and Ramona Facebook page is the easy way, or Matt Harris Facebook page, or Ramona Holloway Facebook page. You ventured out into the real world.
Oh, my gosh. It was my first time out in over a year. It's really close to 2 years.
Yeah.
Out at night, uptown, went to see Opera Carolina's I Dream, which was absolutely wonderful. Again, had dinner at King's Kitchen uptown, which was absolutely wonderful. Again.
Yeah.
But my friends and I, we were just so mesmerized. First of all, because we hadn't been out in forever. Second of all, Uptown Charlotte was like on fire.
Charlotte night.
Like there was live music on practically every corner with street musicians and food trucks and just people out and about dressed up for things. There was some fancy event going on at the Grand Bohemian, the new hotel uptown. But the only issue I have is that Charlotte, as a growing city, is getting city problems.
Yeah, that's part of the deal.
For example, first city problem, that parking garage at Trade and Church, it's disgusting. It's right across from this new amazing hotel, and it's poorly planned. Church, it's dark. It's hard to park in. And the elevator is the most disgusting thing I have ever experienced uptown ever.
Maybe just one bad day. What was in
there? I circled around to the top of this parking garage right there next to King's Kitchen. And we get to the top. My friend has an ankle problem. She had ankle surgery not too long ago. So we go to get on the elevator so we can go down and head over to dinner before we hit the show. We get on the elevator and it stinks. And I look over in the corner and I see a large pile of poop.
Oh, my goodness.
Large pile of poop, which I also, Also, I know, I can't.
She started a gag talking about it.
So we get out of the elevator. My friend who's had ankle surgery now has to go down 3 flights of stairs.
You weren't going to ride it the whole way down? You mean you got out?
What? Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, once you're in there, what difference does it make?
There's wet, obviously fresh, stinky poop.
Yes, but
in this small
what's
elevator.
What's a few more seconds if you got to,
No.
So you just got off on the next floor.
No, and one of my friends had already... She had already put on her mask, and she could still smell it.
Yeah, it's
disgusting. And that's a big city problem.
Yeah, that's
the kind of thing you see in Philadelphia.
Or New York or wherever.
Yeah. And I pride myself on living in a city that's amazingly clean. Charlotte is one of the cleanest big cities I have ever lived in.
At the moment.
Let alone visited, okay? So we're coming out of the show, and like I said, we're all like, whoa, look at how that building lights up. It's changing colors. Like, we feel like country bumpkins.
Like dropped off in the middle of Times Square, but inshallah.
Yeah, but my friend Aho from Mount Holly, she was just such an uptown fish out of water because she's doing the small town friendly thing, like getting eye contact with everybody as we're walking down the street at 11 o'clock after the show.
Like shady people, not just the regular people.
You know, the guys who are catcalling the women, sitting there on the curb or on the benches. And so one guy's like, hey, Red. And she turns around like, hello, hi. Like, what's going on? And I'm like, no, you don't.
She's probably waving to the guy who just pooped 5 minutes before in the elevator.
That is very likely. And she said, you know what? You're right. I have been in Mount Holly way too long. I'm getting eye contact with everybody, waving like we do, like, hello, hi, hey. You know, which just encourages these people to follow you and badger you for money or dates, and neither one should you give them.
No. I don't say
don't give them money because I don't support helping people who are down on their luck. I say it's simply not safe for you to go in your purse in the middle of uptown to give someone begging for money. It's just not a good, safe practice.
You can write a nice check to a homeless shelter.
That's what I prefer to do, but especially if you're a woman alone uptown, it's just not a good practice.
It was a full crowd?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, it was... And I don't know if it's just because Charlotte has grown that much or because I haven't been out or a combination, but it was super exciting. Yeah. If Trade and Tryon felt so much like Times Square.
Yes.
Bright lights and loudness and people happily walking around in their fancy clothes.
Were you wearing overalls and bits of straw in your mouth?
Oh, my God.
Look, I think it's a food truck. I mean, that's how we were. Like, let's go in the Starbucks at the Grand Bohemian just to see what it's like. Oh, my gosh, the lobby's amazing. We were just excited. So excited.
It's so different, probably. Since
it
the last
is.
Year we were there.
Yeah. But, you know, we've been locked down for so long that the little things are now like, it's lights.
Yeah.
We had food at a restaurant. It was fancy. The fried oysters off the chain.
Yes. That's good. It's good.
And by the way, just got a shout out to King's Kitchen. They're a nonprofit restaurant. Gives people a second chance at life and learning new skills. Thank you, King's Kitchen, and Carrie, our server, for an amazing experience. And please support this restaurant uptown the next time you're there.
Do that. One of the other things I saw news recently, we didn't have much chance to talk about it, but you would never obviously buy a house that someone was murdered in.
Oh, hell no.
Or ghosts were there. Or if you knew ghosts were
Why?
There.
Why?
What if you got a deal on it even? What if you got a deal?
Oh, demons have price. No, thank you.
They said they were friendly ghosts.
No. No, thank you. Yeah. In fact, when we first moved to Charlotte, our boss's wife was really excited about this home in their neighborhood that had just decreased in price. She's like, oh, what an amazing deal. It's right in our neighborhood. And she takes me to the house, and I find out that one of the Panthers players had been murdered by his wife right there in the foyer of the home. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not living here. Someone was gunned down right at the front door.
Sad. But I would take the deal.
You would take the deal. Eric, would you take the deal?
No.
You know someone was murdered.
I'd take the deal.
Why? I
mean, would it matter how long? What if it was like 50 years ago? 100 years ago?
No. Somebody died in the house. We're not taking
just
the house.
Just died? It has to be murdered?
Do we know
how
old ghosts are?
Does it have to be died or murdered?
Ghosts have been hanging around for hundreds of years.
It's got to be murdered for me. Like, if you
died. Natural causes.
Natural causes, that's cool. Like, people die in houses every day. But somebody took the time out to murder you?
That's a bad juju.
Okay,
only ghost I'm rolling with is the Holy Ghost.
Well, would you buy this then? The former drug kingpin, remember El Chapo?
Yeah.
He fled in 2014 when Mexican Marines had him surrounded. He went down into the bowels or whatever of the
There was a tunnel underneath
tunnel
the house.
In there.
Yeah.
Yes. And he was then arrested, but he was a big kingpin. So they're selling his house in Mexico. Cameras were removed. The hole under the bathtub, which is one where he slipped to get to the tunnels. Although I think I might open that up again.
Why?
Maybe I can go around, hang out in tunnels.
Just, you know, hey.
That's good family fun.
Hey, mole person.
Really safe
you?
If you have children,
right.
I'm sure.
It's not one of his best places. This was just like his hideaway thing. It's only 2,800 square feet.
There's absolutely no way I would buy that because I don't want El Chapo's friends coming back to claim it.
Yeah.
I don't want someone to say, oh, does Chap still live here?
Yeah.
No. I'm too worried about remnants.
Yeah. Well, that
remnants.
I remember when I moved, when I lived in Columbus and I moved, and I used to have a lot of after hour parties. Because I used to do a lot of bartenders and whatever. Anyway, so all these after hour parties.
And by the way, we were doing morning radio at the time.
Yeah.
Matt would close down the bar and invite everybody at the bar back to his house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether he knew them or not.
Oh, yeah. Definitely didn't know them, probably.
What?
So.
Which also did lead to a homeless guy living in Matt's basement for a very long time. But that's another story for another day.
True.
Home?
He wasn't homeless if he was in my basement.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Technically.
He did have a place to sleep.
But after I sold the house, the people that live there will be like, people keep stopping by here like at 3 a.m, knocking the door, ringing the doorbell, wanting to come in. Like, so
the homeless guy came to reclaim his basement.
Yes. So imagine what, the El Chapo people. Hey, El Chapo. El Chapo, are you
if
here?
If I find out anyone who is a part of any type of drug cartel or gang previously occupied this place.
Oh, that would be very bizarre. And they did a survey, asked people how do couples know things are getting serious?
Hmm.
The number one thing is introducing your partner to your family and friends.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's very serious. Unless you're like me and your mom has lived with you since 2004.
Yeah.
You know, people met my mom when she was alive simply because she lived with me. But there are people who met her that if she still lived in Ohio, would not have made the trip with me.
Yeah, and it's geographical can be a thing, too, because even if you start dating and you've only dated a few times, but there happens to be, I don't know, some sort of family barbecues. I've known people who bring somebody down or, you know, around who they were just dating for a little while.
Yeah, I know some people who, I don't care what it is, if their family's involved, it's very serious and they're not bringing anybody around. And then people who are like, I don't care. My family loves everybody and we're hungry.
And they,
I don't have to feed you if I take you to my mom's house.
And you know that you're someone in the family who's going to be bringing, you know, like, oh, that's like, the, you know, how long, I'll never see that person again.
Yep.
And
you can tell when those people are kind of like, they don't make a big deal of it.
Yeah.
And they're not even trying to learn your name because they know you probably won't be back.
This is stupid. Number three is buying an engagement ring. Of course,
I hope it's serious.
You're right, no kidding.
That's not just a sign that it's serious. It's already been serious,
yeah.
I hope.
So you didn't know it was serious until they said,
like,
marry
wait
me?
A minute.
Whoa, I wouldn't even that.
Y'all don't know this new generation. Things like that sometimes just don't matter.
You don't even have any inkling it's serious?
I did know it was serious with my ex-husband. He did give me a ring, and I gave it back, but I accepted it again a couple of months later. Should have known.
You should have.
That was.
You gave the ring back to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I felt it was too soon the first time he proposed.
Yeah.
Then he waited till my mom and my aunties came to visit.
Up on her.
And they were all ready for me to be booed up. So.
Girl, the gut feeling. Where was he?
I ignored it because my family was ready for me to settle down.
Ooh, jeez, don't push it. Don't push her this deep. Throws of that, you know,
fine.
Thought
we'll
dream
leave it alone.
Again.
Leave it alone.
labeling the relationship,
of course,
yeah, one, right? Because that's when you—that means like you talk.
We've
like,
had to talk.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're a Mac, you know. Hey, that's my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend over there too.
Yeah.
That's my girlfriend.
I almost thought you said a Matt, and I was like, wait, what?
Well, I mean, if you're the way that your party houses are sounding, that could have been your
true.
Life.
No, he was married.
I was with Amy, I think, at that. Who knows? Seeing each other more than once a week, they say, is a big sign.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're not
many
just
times
doing the Friday
a week,
thing.
Because at that point, you're very close to somebody leaving their stuff at the other person's spot to make it convenient. You're a thing.
Right. Because they probably are sleeping over and they got to get up to go to work.
To wherever.
Nah. I had to disagree.
Well, that's because you're a hoe.
Can you call me that on this?
No, you aren't anymore. You used
but
to be.
You have. Called yourself that.
You have called yourself that.
That was your self-identification that Matt is using.
Specifically asking, can he say it on the podcast?
No, you're not anymore.
I'm not denying.
I'm saying you used to be your old days.
I get, my
old
days, which you, you know, 2 months ago, whatever. But it is what it is.
I was going to totally bail you out.
It's okay.
And you just bailed yourself back in.
There's no going around that.
That's true, I guess. You're right, though. I think a lot of people, maybe more than once a week, might be just not necessarily that serious.
It's just smash-tastic.
Yeah, and I'd be like,
a smash-tastic hookup.
If I saw you 3 times a week, which I prefer, it's still nothing serious. I do what I need to do. And
if you see me 3 times a week, it's very serious.
I can't.
Right, because that's a lot of time invested.
Yeah, in my world, that's a lot of time.
I guess if you're young, like really young, and you just like, you know, then maybe different.
Only time I got is 20 to 45 minutes.
Waiting on the bottom, number 9, is showing your partner your favorite hangout spots. That is pretty important. If you're smart enough, you'll wait to show them that because you don't want them to try to take it when you break up.
It's not that. I think they only try to take it if they've been there with you.
Yeah.
But there is the possibility that you expose yourself to stalkers.
Yeah, that is true. Although sometimes you take somebody new to the hangout spot because it'll make you look popular. You know, that's always a plan,
too.
Oh,
when you walk in, everybody's like, going, Matt,
hey, everybody.
Does it make you look popular or does it make you look like a bar fly?
Well, the person you're dating might already know what, you know, so makes you look like you have friends.
Hey, drunk guy. Hey, drunk girl.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
They love me here.
I love them. Thank you for joining us. Any thoughts or comments, hit us up. Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway or Matt and Ramona. Facebook pages, that's an easy way to get to us. And rate this, please, and share it, please. Thank you. We will talk soon.